Unit 6. Listening. Page 32.
Now just explain exactly what chai is and how you came about it.
Chai is actually a generic word for tea. And in India, chai has been drunk for centuries in the same way that we would drink a normal cup of tea. It's a blend of spices mixed with milk, sugar and black tea. And in India, it's traditionally boiled on the side of train stations in huge woks where they'd freshly boil the ingredients and offer chai to thirsty commuters coming into the train station. In America, as they do, they've westernised the chai recipe and created many chai latte flavours, ready-to-drink chai options, and you can get chai in most groceries, delis and cafes in the US. The reason I'm mentioning the US is because that's where I discovered chai, not in India. And I should probably go back a step in that I actually had created mobile tea bars at train stations in the southeast. So the idea was to create upmarket tea bars where commuters could have coffee but have a nice range of maybe fruit teas, herbal teas, and this chai was the perfect addition to our diverse menu. We researched the market a lot and found very, very few people selling it in this country, but the only people that were importing it from America. Problem was, it cost a fortune to import. And the supply chain kept breaking down, and so customers would, you know, get very annoyed with us. So really, the decision to try and create my own chai was born out of just supplying my own tea bars, not really anything wider than that. I should say it took a year in development. Some of the early recipes were horrible, you know, and the beauty of having the tea bars was that you had a mini market testing tool and that I could take the recipes straight to the tea bars and let the customers decide because they're the most important people. So we'd reached the point where the customers either couldn't tell the difference between mine and the US version or they preferred it, and that was good enough to me. We stopped this US supply and I started solely supplying my own tea bars. If I was producing chai for my customers and they were enjoying it, why could that not be expanded on a globe, you know, wider scale, possibly selling to other cafe bars or, you know, even retail in supermarkets? So I decided to just approach the supermarkets and just see what they thought. Sent in samples to Tesco, really not expecting much back, and got a call back to say that they absolutely loved the samples and would be interested in meeting me. And so last summer we went in to have the meeting with the buyer and pitched, you know, my research in the US and how I thought it would be placed in the UK, and he offered 230 stores nationwide straight away, at which point my mouth dropped, rather like yours is now. And that was a massive turning point, obviously, because at that point I had to get a brand and packaging, like, really quickly, in about 6 weeks. And I didn't have a designer, and it was all just full on for that period of time.